Well, this all started off a few weeks ago when a friend of mine, Gary Gorman, we started talking about the PPE problem, and he was talking about 3D printing. So I started to look into something we could do a bit faster using laser cutters. So I contacted Signworks and Convoy, owned by Donlan and Brennan, and they came on board pretty quickly once we had found the design from the internet. So there's been a huge amount of people that have joined in and helped with us. In the first few days, there was a lot of donations from different businesses, McIlhenny's, Gibson's Farm Supplies, Homeland Creamery and Letterkenny. Hannah Hatt donated Velcro, and from then on it has kicked on so much, so that's everyone's involved, it's great.
And now, with new regulations announced this week that it will be mandatory for everybody to wear face masks in terms of frontline staff, whether, you know, they are dealing with a COVID-19 patient or not, the demand will be even greater, I'd imagine, for yourselves locally.
Well, we have just a design that we're able to produce pretty quickly. And if that suits people's workplaces and they can come and take these samples with them, and if it meets their needs, then we're more than willing to produce these. We haven't gone through regulations as such. We've just produced a mask that we can send out pretty quickly, and if it suits people's needs, then they're more than welcome to get in contact with us, and let's see where it ends up. I'm not sure what's going to happen.
And how can people get in touch with yourselves?
Well, my name is Michael McMenamin, and I have a Facebook page, just my own name. We have also a GoFundMe page that's been essential, and we'll share a link for the GoFundMe page. It'll be found under my name as well. And that really has worked. The masks have been given out for free. Donations are paying for every part of it. There's no unit price on these whatsoever. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but at the minute, it's in fact, we've over 5,000 now made. And even today alone, we have another 900 have gone out of the premises. So there is no charge on them if they are of benefit, and we just get people to spread the word to all their own personal groups and friends and trying to support the GoFundMe page. And that's what's doing it at the minute.